Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Greenidge bringing to you live Wealth Club. This is September 22nd, and this is the fourth Tuesday of the month, as you all know. The Wealth Club is featured on the second and the fourth Tuesday, but also we've got shows on Sundays, every Sunday at 8 p.m. The first Sunday of the month, we have On Track with Henrietta Byrd out of Chicago, Illinois. And on the second Sunday, we have Shakaysha, and she is coming out of Compton. Shakaysha Showers is coming out of Compton, California. She's on the second Sunday. The third Sunday, we've Gaira Lyons Devon. She's on the third Sunday, and Shakaysha's show is called Let's Celebrate. Clara, on the third Sunday, is called Vision Work. And my show, I also have a show on Sunday, is Man of the Month. So we've got a show featured every Sunday at 8 p.m. and then the second and fourth Tuesday of the month for featuring Wealth Club. And we've got a real great lineup tonight, let me tell you. I'm going to be bringing on Mr. Vince, and he's a very interesting guy. He's a weight loss counselor, but he is much, much more than that. You know, he really understands health and well-being and is going to provide us with some tips tonight. Also, we've got Candace McMillan from Five Links, and she's going to be talking to us a little bit about telecommunications offering that she has. And we also, of course, have our open session. So we've got a pretty good lineup for you tonight. Hope you're going to enjoy it. Don't forget that you can call in at 646-716-9827, or you can listen to us via the Internet. If for some reason the phones are tied up, go into www.blacksummit.org/talkshow, and we're part of the Talk Show Network. Without any further ado, let me read the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, September 22nd, 2009, north, south, east, west, above and below. A moment of silence. Thank you. And we're going to be focusing on a couple things out of that declaration tonight. We're going to be looking at building building economies responsible for funding our community and maintaining wellness of being in our bodies. So, that's what we're going to be focusing in specifically tonight here on the Wealth Club. So, without any further ado, a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Vince Gardenia, and he is from the firm Vela Chiropractic and Nutritional Center, and he is very knowledgeable about the body and how to manage it and how to maintain it and how to, live healthy. So without any further ado, let me introduce Vince to you. Vince,
thank you very much,
welcome
Glenn.
To the show. You're very welcome. I'm just so excited about what you've got to share with our viewers, and just wanted to – so give them – I happen to know you, but give them a little idea of who you are and you know, maybe a little bit about your story, Vince, so
sure.
that they get a sense of who you are.
Sure. The topics we're going to be talking about today are really near and dear to my heart because of the road I took in basically becoming a more healthy person. I have been a person that had been struggling with my weight throughout my entire life. As a youngster, as a teenager, and as a young adult, I seesawed back and forth, sometimes looking quite good, sometimes being very, very heavy. Once I reached my 30s, that seesaw just kept going up, and I found myself 325 pounds in 2003, and in very poor health, depressed, just life was not good. I was able to, thankfully, through support and through many of the people, including Dr. Vella, who's my partner, that I work with, was able to turn my life around and lose through nutrition, not through gimmicks, not through shortcuts, to lose 156 pounds. And I've been able to keep that off for about a little over 5 years now. Based on that and the life that it gave me, a kind of a new lease on life, I decided that I wanted to devote my life, the rest of my life, to helping other people achieve health and wellness and lose weight. So what I'm going to be talking to you about is certainly has to do with education, but also has to do with this is something that I live every day. And I let my clients know that I'm the same as them. It's just that I'm just a little bit further down the same road.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And Vince, one of the things I want to emphasize for my listeners is that you advocate and prescribe healthy eating. You don't do any kind of shakes, any kind of shortcuts. This is about a healthy lifestyle. Is that correct?
Exactly. I'm going to go into that a little bit more, a little bit further into the show. But, basically my whole approach is I teach people and I let people realize that food is a relationship. And like any other relationship, if you don't manage it, if you don't pay enough attention to it, it turns on you. It goes south.
I love that. Oh, that's great. That's great. Folks out there, I want you to hear that. Food is a relationship, like a relationship, and you have to manage it accordingly.
Yes.
Now, listen, there's a lot of things that people talk about. And one of the things that they talk about is the RDA, the recommended daily allowances for
vitamins
certain
and
kinds of vitamins and minerals and so on and so forth. Tell us a little bit about that in your opinion, what's going on with that.
Absolutely. The first thing I want to do is I kind of want to talk about just a general definition of health, and then I'll go into the RDA.
Good.
When we talk about health, we're talking of health is more than the absence of disease. Health is represented by several characteristics, one of them being that when you wake up in the morning, you should feel rested and refreshed. There should be a general sense of energy and vitality in your life and not needing to rely on coffee or energy drinks day in and day out to feel that you can move on to your next task. Should be a general sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
There should be mental clarity. And health is obviously deals with longevity and healthy lifespan. These days, you have people living longer, but many of them live longer with disease and live longer with taking medications for 20 or 40 years of their life.
Okay.
As a result, we talk about the recommended daily allowances. A lot of people ask me or under the false impression that we can get enough of our vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients through food.
Right.
And I want
right.
to address that and talk to you about why that's not really the case, and I want to focus in on the RDAs, which are the recommended daily allowances that are
okay.
set by the United States government.
Okay. Okay. Good.
So if I may begin, the first thing I want to mention is I don't think it's reasonable to assume that every single person is the same. I think there's certainly the idea of individual needs, depending on
okay.
lifestyle, genetics, environmental factors, the type of job you do. Each of us needs different amounts of nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So to set a limit for every person in the country seems a little bit too simplistic.
Okay.
The other thing, I have several things here, why the RDAs are not sufficient. The other thing is that, you know, these levels were set. They are minimum requirements needed to prevent life-threatening vitamin deficiencies, such as scurvy, which is vitamin C deficiency, pellagra, which is a niacin deficiency. Now, I bet that nobody that's listening right now knows anybody that has scurvy.
Right, that's true.
You know, something that they had in the 1500s on the ships coming over to the United States.
Sure.
But,
yes.
you know, nowadays that's pretty much taken care of. But, you know, many of us are walking around with high blood pressure, heart disease, cholesterol problems, blood sugar, a variety of health problems.
Yeah.
And these kind of things require more supplementation.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you'd like me to continue.
Absolutely. No. This is
okay.
interesting because those are the things that are actually, you know, that are up for most people. I mean, you know, diabetes. You didn't mention that one, but that's one that's up for people.
When I mentioned blood sugar, yes, absolutely, huge.
Gotcha.
Our country is inundated with processed foods, packaged,
okay.
refined, canned, and frozen foods.
Okay.
All this refinement, basically what it ensures is that vitamins are lost during the processing, the heating, the packaging of these foods. So what we think we're getting in terms of nutrition, we're not even getting that. One prime example is, for instance, white flour. If you buy a loaf of white bread, you're going to see
okay.
something, it'll say enriched flour.
Yes,
but actually,
yes.
what enriched flour is, wheat is a whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make it white flour, they basically stripped about 25 vitamins and minerals that occur naturally in the grain, strip them all out, then they add back 6 trace amounts of certain B vitamins and so on, and they call that enriched. So
wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So
sure.
they strip out 24, and then they put back maybe 5 or 6.
Correct.
And that's what we're getting with the and I
white
would assume
bread.
That's for flour, for bread, for
pastries,
sugar.
Cookies, absolutely, all those things.
Okay.
So
okay.
you know that they can put enriched on it is really kind of misleading.
Yeah.
Just to give you a couple of statistics, canned food loses approximately 35% of its naturally occurring nutrients, and frozen food loses about 17%. So again, all these factors, and I have a couple more, lead to why not only are the RDAs not sufficient, but even what you're eating may not even be providing what you think it's providing.
Okay.
One of the things also that's been going on over the years is there's, you know, been a certain amount of depletion in the soil through years of over-farming.
Sure.
And this is how plants get their minerals, from the ground, from the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers, all they add back in order for the plant to grow is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Okay.
They don't add back any of the other minerals, magnesium, calcium, zinc, these kind of things that are all needed by our bodies. So there's definitely a shortfall there.
Okay.
We look at other factors like pesticides, which are put on our foods, which are sprayed on our crops and fruits, pollution of the air and the water, We live in a very, if anybody is living in a city right now, we live in a very toxic, stressed out environment.
Okay.
Food preservatives, colorings, household cleaners, all these things add toxicity to our bodies. And alcohol, recreational drugs, even prescription medication, all either deplete vitamin and minerals or block our body's ability to absorb them. And vitamin B in particular, B complex and vitamin C are two of the vitamins most depleted by these type of things. And what happens is these things add such a toxic load to our liver and kidneys that it actually takes our body's energy away from the proper functioning of these organs and makes them work hard on detoxifying. So I'll give an example. The liver, one of the main functions of the liver is to metabolize fat. But
sure.
If it's having to spend all its time trying to detoxify, then it's not going to metabolize fat efficiently since it's preoccupied with detoxification. And this is one of the actually hidden factors that lead to weight gain. Yes, absolutely. You know, when an organ isn't functioning the way it's supposed to be functioning optimally, then you're sacrificing it. And the body is an interconnected system, you know, and once one part of the link is compromised, it affects the whole system.
So what you're pointing to is that because our body's being bombarded with all of these negative things, and I noticed that there's a lot of consciousness on antioxidants and what have you to get rid of the free radicals. But in addition to that, what really needs to be is to go to the source, and the source is that the body is not functioning efficiently, and you need to set that back on track, is what you're saying.
Yes, what ends up happening with deficiencies is that it can either make the body leach stores of nutrients from other areas in the body, which will lead to a shortfall at some point, or like I say, it just overworks organs to the point where they, like any other machine, after a while, you know, it can start to break down.
It gets tired and breaks it down. Yeah, breaks down
exactly.
Those organs. Gotcha. Wow.
So one of the things that I always recommend to people is that they certainly at least be very, very conscious of B-complex vitamins, which tend to be some of the vitamins that are most lost in food processing. And even with prescription drugs, many of them deplete a lot of these B vitamins and also minerals. B vitamins in general support the nervous system, so they really are kind of the stress vitamin complex. And many components, B1, B2, B6, and so on, are vital for metabolizing food and converting food to energy. So if you have shortages of these things in your body, again, you're not going to be converting that food into usable energy. And this is what creates shortfalls in your health and, you know, a certain level of malnutrition, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So, you know, what comes to mind in this conversation is that our body is a high-performance engine, and we're not using the right kind of fuel. Maybe we're not using the right kind of oil. You know, and all of those factors add up to inefficiencies.
Yes, it's certainly a way to look at it. And you know, when you think about it, I mean, a car's health is not going to be maintained just by making sure you fill up gas. There are other things
exactly.
that need to, you know. So, you know, there are a lot of different systems within the car, and you know, yeah, you certainly can relate that.
Okay. Interesting. Now, let's go back for a second. So you talked a little bit about the B complex and the level of energy, and the level of energy is a function of the body not being able to process it efficiently.
Well, you know, energy again is certainly derived from our foods, and so
okay.
yes, if there are not enough vitamins that help to that conversion process, then you're not efficiently utilizing your meals, even if you are eating relatively healthy. Now, you know, one thing I didn't even mention here is there are a lot of people walking around eating, you know, let's put it, mildly, junk foods. Taco Bell, pizza, bagels, and so on. So these people are seriously, seriously deficient in most nutrients.
Because those things that you mentioned don't have most of the general nutrients that we would need for our body.
To support health, exactly.
Oh, okay. Now we haven't talked anything about fiber per se, but fiber is also part of what we would need to put in our diet in order to
Absolutely.
Help the optimization of our metabolism, right?
Fiber is very important for that and for to give us a sense of fullness. Also, it is kind of, I would say, exercise for the intestines and the colon. It helps to carry out a lot of those toxins that can attach itself to the insides of the intestines and helps us to, you know, pass them. So fiber is absolutely important, and this is why a whole foods approach is very important. And, you know, much of your fiber should be coming from fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.
And okay, and the whole grains versus these enriched
correct
copycats, pretty much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. That's intense, Benson. That's intense.
Yes.
So let's say, for example, do you prescribe exercise as well in addition to eating healthy to maintain that balance? How much does exercise work with
exercise,
the right kinds of foods?
Yes, exercise is definitely part of the equation, although I would tell you that very few people get down to their goal weight by just exercising it off. There definitely needs to be both things going on. And so, you know, exercise should be something that is enjoyable, something that is a regular part of your life. If not every day, then, you know, at least minimum 3 times per week. And exercise really helps not only to burn calories, but it also helps to raise your body's resting metabolic rate, which allows you to burn more calories even while you're at rest. So also very important.
Now, I know that you and I had talked a little bit, and you have had some statistics around, give us some general ideas. Like, I was amazed to find out when you made a presentation how many calories are in a bagel, muffins. I figured donuts were probably not that great, but I had no idea that bagels and muffins, for example, were harmful.
Yes, well, in that sense, you're really combining a lot of things that are all relatively bad for your body. You're containing lots of sugar, lots of
sugar, okay.
Lots of refined wheat, and lots of yeast. And a lot of people don't do well with yeast in their bodies. Matter of fact, many women suffer from yeast infections from time to time, and they would be well advised to start limiting their wheat consumption based on that.
So,
a lot of foods are positioned with all the buzzwords, you know, fat-free, low-fat. The incorrect use of the word organic and things of that nature to make you to position their foods as healthy when they're really not.
Gotcha.
And you know, this is not to say. I mean, listen, this is not to say that we can't indulge from time. The time. I mean, you know, nobody's saying that there isn't a time to have a piece of cake, you know, once in a while
or at a
function or in an event. But proper nutrition needs to be the foundation of what you're doing, and then those other things are occasions.
Now, and one of the things that you do with your clients is you train them and educate them on what's healthy in general, and then
yes.
maybe more specific what's healthy in their particular situation, because as you said, everybody's system is a little different.
Yes. Weight loss and weight management and nutrition cannot be separated. Although you are seeing that with the myriad of products that are advertised to people, there are many ways that people try to lose weight, and some of these
mm-hmm.
ways may actually work, but they're
okay.
short-term because they don't empower you, they don't educate you to maintain your weight. You know, a lot of people talk about, I want to lose weight, but you don't hear a lot of people say, I want to lose weight and I want to keep it off for the rest of my life. And that is the part that we're not as good at.
Right.
A lot of people,
right.
you know, try the starvation route. It seems to work when you're in your 20s. You know, you
mm-hmm.
go a week with hardly eating, you lose 10 pounds, and everything's great. Unfortunately, that's not a good way to lose weight. You're burning muscle, you're you know, losing hydration, and that doesn't work, especially as we age and we get into our 30s and 40s, we find that doesn't really work. We have fad diets, you know, cabbage soup diets, eat bananas all day diets, and these kind of things. But shakes, you know, meal replacements. But these things, again, do not teach you how to have a proper relationship with food. No one could sustain weight loss based on eating one or two foods only.
Right.
People are using a lot of dietary supplements now, fat burners, appetite suppressants. Some we've heard over the years, many of these things have been used improperly and it's resulted in deaths. So obviously not
right.
something that you want to do too much. There are some prescription medications that are given. Some people resort to bariatric surgery, gastric banding, gastric bypass, which are very dangerous,
yeah.
very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
There is a relatively high mortality rate considering, believe somewhere around 1 in 300 for that
really?
Surgery. And again, without changing your behavior, it's, you know, touch and go as to whether a person is going to be able to maintain that weight. And you have your pre-made meals and your packaged meals, and, you know, people come and they bring food to you. And but once again, that does not teach you how to have a healthy relationship with food, because how reasonable is it to expect that someone's going to provide you with meals the rest of your life? I don't think so. So, you know, unless you're independently wealthy.
Right. No, there's something. There's certainly something to be said about the education and understanding, and
yes.
and also the fact where you you know and discover your body. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, that's the, you know, that's the other part that I hear in your speaking, because. You know, what would be good for my sister or my brother would not necessarily be the same for me, and I would have to, you know, do things a little differently. And
yeah, exactly. I think there's a general, you know, group of foods that are good for everybody, and then there are certain individual needs. Or some people may not be able to eat certain foods, or some people may not enjoy them, so, you know, you try to find substitutes. You know, basically, our approach to weight loss is we treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, and it's important to understand the individual that has the weight problem, and by that I mean asking questions and sitting with them and discussing their lifestyle, their habits, their home life, their attitude in general, their support systems around them. It gives you a very good understanding of what particular challenges a person has, and some of these are very, very, you know, these are very different, very, depending on who you talk to. We use a whole foods approach. Again, we don't really believe in processed, packaged foods. We really encourage people to eat vegetables and fruit and seeds and nuts, use healthy oils, lean proteins, and use, you know, portion control. My job is to educate people, to empower people, so that they can take this knowledge, they take what they learn, and learn what the role of foods are and why you want to eat certain foods or not eat certain foods. At least give you the information so that you can understand how all these things contribute to your success. I do a lot of counseling and coaching. I sit with people on a one-to-one basis, and we talk about issues, problems, difficulties, challenges, and we celebrate success, milestones, change behaviors. There's a lot of feedback, accountability, ideas. That's what we provide. We provide structure, support, accountability, a place to go where a person will know that the person that's sitting knee-to-knee with them understands what they're going through. I work with couples also, so, you know, very many times a husband and wife or, you know, whatever spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend would like to do it together. I do work with couples. I find that works very, very well. They feed off each other's success, help to strengthen the other person when there may be a little bit of weakness. So that also works. And again, I also provide a maintenance plan because that is the key. It's not just, okay, you lose your weight, bye, see ya. You know, staying connected and knowing what you need to do going forward is, you know, vital to success.
Wow, well, I can clearly see, and I hope my guests can clearly hear that what you're offering is way beyond just a weight loss process. I mean, you really are unfolding for them a new level of consciousness with their food, and a new set of consciousness around their health and well-being. And wow, that's you know, it's interesting because what you're doing is you're actually transforming people's relationship to their body, you know?
Well, I am trying to facilitate that. I don't pretend to be doing any of that, but I know that human beings have, our desire is to be healthy, you know, and if we can just steer somebody in the right direction, they can do it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I consider myself to know a little something about healthy eating and not necessarily about weight loss, but but healthy eating. And you have certainly opened up my eyes to a holistic approach to health and well-being.
Thank you.
And you know, I really appreciate that, and I really hope that my listeners can hear that. Give us how we can contact you, and you know, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Vince?
Thank you, Glenn. Yes, I have two offices actually. My main office is at 21-76 Steinway Street in Astoria, Queens, off Ditmars Boulevard. Can I give my phone number, Glenn?
Yes. Okay. And email, whatever you like.
Okay. My phone number is 917-620-2338. And my email address is vingiar, vinjar, at aol.com. I also have a satellite office in the Evolution Sports Club, which is at 3711 35th Avenue in Long Island City. And there we have a wellness center which combines not only weight loss counseling, but nutritional counseling, massage therapy, and chiropractic care. So those are the basic, and the phone number would be the same. Those are the best ways to contact me.
Very good, very good, very good. Well, let me see if any of my listeners out there have any questions for you now. Listeners out there, this is Vince Gardenia, and he
I have
is,
about 5 minutes, Glenn, just to let you know.
Not a problem, not a problem. So we've got a couple more minutes. Vince on the line, Bella Chiropractor and Nutrition Center, and we're speaking with Vince here, and we're just looking at the holistic approach to living your life, to losing weight, to and what I hear about it is losing weight is almost a byproduct of eating healthy. You know, that's the thing that I hear in your speaking.
In order for you to maintain long-term success, the two cannot be separated.
Gotcha. Very good, very good, very good. So if listeners out there, if you've got any questions, press 1, and I'll see your hand and I can give you a call. Otherwise, okay, hold on a second. Looks like we've got 347-325. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm on the air.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good.
I want to ask a question. I'm in the process because I'm trying to lose some weight. And how I could tell, you know, what the food that I know is going to work for me?
How do you know the foods that are going to work for you? That's a good question. You know, like I had said, there is a basis for sound nutrition. Basically, you can't go wrong with vegetables, fruits, lean proteins, nuts and seeds. However, there is one of the things that we do in our office, we do something called muscle testing. And it's actually a way for us to determine whether a person's energy is suitable to that food. So actually that is a way for us to fine-tune a person's nutrition to see whether they may be eating some foods that are not indicated for their individual needs. Generally, that's something that would have to be obviously be done at the office with somebody who is well-versed in something called muscle testing or applied kinesiology.
Okay.
So I guess, Jerry, in general, fruits, vegetables, what you said, Vincent, lean meats and
lean
nuts
proteins.
And seeds. Lean protein.
You know, and you want to try to eat fresh fish also as part of that. You don't want to rely so much on red meat. And certainly you want to eat, if you are eating flesh, you want to eat lean cuts. You don't want to have the fat in the skin of the chicken and these type of things.
Well, Vince, I know your time. I know you've got some clients coming up, and I appreciate you actually spending the time with us. Give us your information one more time.
Thank you, Glenn. Yes, again, my name is Vince Giardina. That's Giardina. My office is at 21-76 Steinway Street in Astoria, Queens. My phone number is 917-620-2338, and my email address is vingiar@aol.com.
Very great, very great. Well, thank you for being with us, Vincent. And
my pleasure, Glenn.
It's really a lot of great information. Thanks.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is the International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club. This is Glenn Greenidge, your host. And we finished our interview with Mr. Vince Giardina from Vela Chiropractic and Nutrition Center. And he is a wealth of knowledge. He's got a lot of information around just eating and being healthy. So I just thank him for coming on our show. Again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We feature quite a few things. So let me just give you a quick rundown of what those are. On Sunday nights, every Sunday at 8 p.m., we have several shows. The first Sunday of the month, we have on track with Henrietta Bird out of Chicago, Illinois. On the second Sunday, and that show is really, as it says, on track, being on track, staying on track, getting back on track, noticing you're off track so you can get back on track. So doing the things that you need to do to be on track with your life, your goals, and the things that you're up to. The second Sunday of the month, we have Shakesha Showers out of Compton, L.A., California, which is outside of L.A., or inside L.A., I should say. And her show is Let's Celebrate. So her show is about celebrating life, enjoying life, doing the things that we do to acknowledge and to enjoy and acknowledge what life is bringing to us. The third Sunday is, the name of that show is called Vision Work, and that's being hosted by Clara Lyons Devon. She's out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We just had a show this past Sunday, and we actually had an excellent show on nurturing relationships. The uniqueness about this particular show was we had someone who was married, divorced. How long did she say? I don't remember how long she was married for, but she was married for, 7 or 8 years, several years, and divorced in 2001, and they just got married again in 2008. And that was a very, very powerful conversation around nurturing relationships and the fact, one of the things that they talked about was what it would take to do it the second time around. Because neither one of them were enrolled in getting back together, but they saw something in each other and were willing to go for it, and did go for it, and change some of the rules of the game so that this time around there would be life partners rather than just hoping that it worked out. So that was a great show on Vision Works. The fourth Sunday, I do that show, and that's called Man of the Month. And that is about men who are up to powerful and interesting things in our community. And this next Sunday, I'm going to have two young brothers out of New York that are doing some phenomenal things. Sharon Corley and Randy Fisher. Randy Fisher, just to give you a little rundown. Randy Fisher and his the organization that they're part of is Hip Hop Summit Youth Council. And Randy Fisher's father was actually LL Cool J's manager, helped manage him, and ended up being more than a manager and just kind of became his kind of spiritual mentor. So that's the bloodline that Randy comes from, and he's about promoting hip hop and very much in the music industry. Of course, Def Jam Records was the label that his father was working under with LL Cool J, and I think LL was their first or the most prominent star at that. The first prominent star, I should say, because they had quite a few stars out of that company. But Randy he's got some reading projects, so that he's got this, some books on different hip hop artists and what they're doing, and he's working with the various schools to promote reading. And he told me a little funny story. He was telling me that the books are so popular that they're actually stealing them out of the library. So, you're taking students who don't have an interest in reading and then now have an interest, such a high interest that they're actually stealing the books. So, of course, we don't condone stealing the books, But obviously, the fact that they're willing to they're that interested in reading is pretty outstanding. And Sharon Corley, he's got his company is East Module Entertainment, and he's also and I believe the two of them are part of HIIP, Higher Intelligence Inspiring Progress. So these are conversations and young men that are going to be doing some things in the community. Matter of fact, Sharon and I worked on the Harlem Renaissance Road Race that occurred this past Saturday. So we were out there volunteering and making some things happen. So just want to keep it moving. And this is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is Glenn Greenidge, your host, the Wealth Club, and want to actually introduce my next guest. Her name is Candace McMillan, and she is a phenomenal young lady that is going to talk to us a little bit about Five Links, and she's got some telecommunication offerings and some other offerings for that the kind of business that she's working. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to the show Candace McMillan.
Hi, good evening, Glenn. How are you?
I am wonderful, my dear. I am just wonderful. It's great to have you on the show. Welcome to the show.
Excellent, excellent. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you perfectly. What I'd like to do to start out is I'd like for you to tell people a little bit about yourself.
Of course.
Please.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good evening to everyone who's listening. I hope you had a prosperous and powerful day. My name is Candace McMillan, and just to give you a little bit of information about myself and my background, I'm currently a college student in New York City. My major and my line of work is creative writing. And actually, the reason why I am speaking today is because a couple months ago, I had a major in economics. And my goal, my dream always was to go on and start my own business, get my MBA, and flourish in that area. I wanted to start nonprofits, get a lot of things going, and I basically wanted to work for myself and be in a position to give people opportunities to be able to become successful themselves. And what I discovered is that I can actually get a hands-on experience with starting a business myself now. And I noticed that college is absolutely great, but it gave me more of a textbook view on business and the area I was studying. So I switched over to creative writing, and that's one of my goals as well, to become a novelist. And I'm doing that, and I'm also running my own business. So I have a full plate, but I'm absolutely excited to be working on it, and I'm enjoying every minute of it and very glad to be on the phone with you, Glenn, and on your radio show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, what came to mind when you were giving your introduction was that, are you familiar with Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Reading his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, in high school actually encouraged, it was actually one of the main catalysts to me wanting to be an entrepreneur, so I'm definitely familiar with him.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'll make it a quick story because I don't want to take too much time away.
Or
give you some time on the other end. But he actually wrote that book as a way of marketing his game called cash flow. So interestingly enough, you know, one of the things that people can market themselves and their business is certainly by writing a book in this day and age, and the technology is available. So that book publishing is now not what it used to be 20 or 30 years ago. So that kind of availability is so. So We're looking to hear when this book is produced so that we can get our hands on it. So we're pulling for you around that.
Definitely. You'll be the first person to know, Glenn.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about Five Links.
Well, Five Links is a phenomenal company. Let me just give you a basic overview of what we're doing.
Sure.
The industry we're positioned in, first of all, is the voice over IP market. That's voice over internet protocol. That is our flagship product. Basically, voice over internet protocol is a fancy term for digital home phone service. Everything in this entire world is going digital. Your music went digital. Your phones went from analog to digital. Your TVs went digital a couple months ago, and so is landline service. So
right.
Basically, this
right.
company is allowing us to get positioned in front of that world trend. It's going to be one of the most extraordinary shifts in wealth coming through the telecom industry. So I am currently expanding this technology in the New York City area. The industry is predicted to have over $5.1 billion in revenue by the end of this year. And specifically speaking about my company, we're currently private. We've been listed in the Inc. 500 magazine, one of the fastest growing privately held companies in the entire nation since 2006, 2007, 2008. And 2009, I'm very proud to say that we're number 274 on the list out of 500 top privately held companies in the nation. So we're very excited about that. And what we offer...
That's a high ranking for such a new company.
Yes, it is. It is. We're having miraculous growth. We're in over 20 different countries across the world. And New York City, specifically the New York City, including the tri-state area and New England, is virtually untapped. And I'm going to say that again. New York City, tri-state area, and New England is virtually untapped. We're in over 20 countries in this company, but New York City is untapped, and that's just crazy, considering the fact that our technology is going to cut and eliminate the market for calling cards.
Okay.
And there's a huge international community in New York City, as well as tri-state in New England, and we're definitely going to dominate that market in the next coming year.
Excellent. Wow, that's great. And so tell us a little bit more about the different product offerings that you have and any, you know, you may have some upcoming marketing, promotional kinds of things, or tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, of course. Well, first of all, I'll talk about our flagship product first. We have a digital home phone service, and that is voice over IP powered. Basically, it's portable. It's like a deck of cards. I wish I could show it to you, where you can just plug in your internet connection as well as take your phone out of the wall and plug it also into the digital telephone adapter, and you have a dial tone. $24.95 a month. So it's cutting a lot of people's costs by 50% or more in their households or in their small businesses.
But wait a minute. You mm-hmm. haven't told them that they also have like a little display screen, right?
Oh yes, I'm getting there. So we took it a step further, right? That's the first thing. We took it a step further, and with that same technology, we have video capability, where it is also powered through the internet, and you can see it's a home phone, and you can see the person that you're talking to anywhere in the world over the video phone. that is very powerful technology, and we currently have two or three models out. And we're definitely getting ready to come out with some extraordinary technology in terms of that. The video phones are getting sleeker. Next year we'll be out with one that's touch screen where you can make three-way calls and see the other two people on your screen, browse the internet, mount it up to the wall. So we're in the Jetsons era, and we're definitely spearheading in terms of the video phone market. So that's extraordinary.
Oh,
also, wow. And the
Go ahead.
Yeah, and the great thing about those two products is that they're portable. So remember when I mentioned that we're going to eliminate the calling card industry, specifically voice over IP. Why? Because you can take one of these devices, and let's say you have family, for example, in Nigeria, which is a market that we just recently opened. You can send one of those devices with a 646 or a 718 number to an uncle in Nigeria and be speaking to him on a local call. Right?
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
And for my entrepreneurs on the line, if you understand business and you understand that New York is untapped and that it is a extremely lucrative opportunity awaiting for people who are hungry and business-minded. The next products we have additional services. We're partnering with AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, Nextel, Altel, and we're able to offer cell phones and plans, same plans as the companies. However, we offer the phone at a wholesale price because we don't have to go through the middleman. We offer phones for heavily discounted prices, as well as about 50% of our phones are actually free. So that's wonderful. That's a perk of going through us. We also do broadband internet. That's a complimentary service. According to your zip code in your area, any major carrier in your area, you can get that through FiveLink's representatives. Also, we offer satellite television. We're partnering with Dish and DirecTV, as well as home security. And as we understand, in an economy like this, home security is going to become a major issue. So we have digital home security where it's wireless. It talks to you. It tells you where the intruder is, front door open, back door open, and it's powered also by General Electric, a company called Protect America. So those are our products and services.
Wow. Well, that's so. You guys are really covering some bases. So,
yeah.
Let me play devil's advocate before, because I want to hear a little bit about the management and the the marketing aspect of bringing in team building and so on and so forth. So the digital phone. It really gives you the capability of being anywhere in the world and being able to communicate with people, especially here in New York, if you've got a local number with them, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The home security, can you look at your house remotely as well, or is that just for a local complex? Let's say I was at work. Could I dial up and look in at home, at my home security? Do you have the remote capability to that?
Well, it's actually wireless and it's through the internet. So you have an account and you can actually look online.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I kind of thought that you probably had that kind of capability. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, and then you talked about the cell phone plan. And the other things as well.
Yes.
Cool. And then broadband internet. Okay, it's all beautiful things. So tell us a little bit about how you can be part of your team, and maybe when your meetings are, and how they can contact you.
Yes. Well, I'm currently spending in the New York City area. I'm looking for leaders who are business-minded, people who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs, people who are already entrepreneurs, looking for vehicles and opportunities or different wealth-building vehicles. And how you can get in contact with me to find out more information about this. First, I'll give you my number at the end of this, but I also like to mention that we do have a meeting on a Thursday in Manhattan at the Bank of America building, and that location is 114 West 47th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. And you'll need to call me so that I can RSVP you for that event and make sure that you have VIP seating. My number is 646-260-0740. Again, 646-260-0740. And at that event, basically we give information, background on the company, the co-founders, the products and services, as well as the compensation package, and this is an opportunity to start a home-based business. So I'm definitely excited, and I'm excited to be building a team of extraordinary people out here in New York City, and I look forward to holding anyone's hand and giving them any details about this.
And how long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business for a couple of months now, since last October.
Okay, very excellent, very excellent. And what I can say about Candace is that she is very energetic, she's very thorough, and she is enthusiastic, and she does her follow-up, and she does her homework. So certainly that's somebody that I want to have on my team working with me to scale the wealth-building pillars of society.
Yes, thank you very much, Glenn, and I definitely am very grateful to be in your company, and I admire all of the things that you're doing in the community. People like you, they just keep the ball rolling, and they, you know, you encourage someone like me to step into your footsteps, and totally, I'm watching and observing and taking notes. So thank you so much for having me on your show, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
You're very welcome, and much success. And if you get a chance, take a look at the Declaration of the International Black Summit at our website.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
mm-hmm.
powerful, and I think that it's something consistent with what you're up to. One of the pieces that we talk about is talks about funding our community. So you certainly have a vehicle that's doing that, and the Vincent earlier was talking about promoting well-being in our bodies. So, I mean, you know, we are about promoting ourselves, empowering ourselves. You were at the Harlem Renaissance Road Race volunteer meeting. You know, those are empowering things. So also for you, keep up the good work, keep up what you're working on, and certainly as our networks get bigger, let's stay in touch and cross-pollinate those networks as they develop.
Of course, of course.
So, again, thanks again for being on the show. You're welcome to stay on and hang out and listen to some other folks. There may be some opportunities for later comments, and or you may have some comments that you might want to share with us later as well. So I invite you to stay on, and I'm going to I'll mute your mic, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right, have a great evening, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is the International Black Summit. This is Glenn Greenidge. This is the Wealth Club. This is part of our International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we're going to start the third segment of our show, which is an opportunity for people to list their investment opportunities, their real estate deals, if they have any, promote their business and their services. So if you've got that, please indicate by pressing 1, raising your hand, and I will certainly call on you. Okay, let's see, your hand has gone up here. Listener 718-949, go ahead, please. You're live on the air. Hello? 718-949, you're on the air. Okay. I guess they're either bashful or just listening.
No, he didn't. No, he
Hello?
Didn't.
Hello? 718-949, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
No, he did not. He did not.
Okay, he did not. Okay. All right. Well, let's now, is there, again, if you're out there and you have a comment, question, concern, or business or service that you'd like to promote, please press 1. We've got a few people on the call, and we've got a few people in the chat room. The number is 646-716-9827. We've got a couple of lines that are available, so you certainly can dial in if you're listening in the chat room. Okay, anybody out there? I'm going to use this opportunity to actually promote a couple of things that I'm up to as we wait for people to raise their hand and declare themselves. My name is Glenn Greenidge. I'm the host of the show, but what I also do is I am a real estate consultant, and I work with commercial real estate specifically. And what I do is I arrange financing in terms of mortgages. But the thing that I'm doing now that's probably the most exciting is I'm working in the area, and it's called cost segregation services. Now, what does all that mean? Cost segregation services is something for the commercial property owner to save tax dollars. So it's a technique that has been around since 1996 that most commercial property owners don't know, and they have not taken advantage of it. And what my company does is comes in and looks at the property and determines what is structural versus non-structural. Now, you know, why is that important? Well, to oversimplify it, basically, if it's a structural expense, it's depreciated over 39 years. So basically, you take away 1/39th for the life expectancy of that asset. However, there are things that are included in that shouldn't be: light fixtures, air ducts, wiring, certain kind of wiring, flooring, so on and so forth. Those have a less life expectancy. So those actually need to be reclassified from real property to personal property. So the company I work for comes in and identifies that and is able to save taxpayers, commercial property owners, the taxes, let's say, for example, you've got a $1 million property, so that the person who owns that property, they're on their personal tax returns, they're able to save anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 for the next 5 years on their taxes. So we're talking about significant taxes for commercial property owners. And commercial property owners are commercial property is any property that's more than 5 apartments, any kind of mall, office space, warehouse, and so forth. So anything, you know, you go to the malls, you go to strip malls, you go to the laundromats, funeral homes. So if you know people who own those kinds of establishments, I'll let them know that they may be able to take advantage of cost segregation services because more than likely they don't know about it. So that's what I do. How you can get a hold of me is is 347-776-7817. My name is Glenn Greenidge, and you can also reach me at glenngreenidge@aol.com. So let me spell that for you. It's G-L-E-N-N. Greenidge is G-R-E-E-N-I-D-G-E at AOL.com. Let me spell that last name for you. G-R-E-E-N-I-D-G-E at AOL.com. And Glenn with two N's. All right. Let's see. We've got a couple of folks out here. I'm going to go back. 718-949. Your hand is still up. Hold on a second. Let me unmute your mic. 718-949. You're on, live on the air. Go ahead, please. Okay, we got a little silence there. Okay. All righty. 347-325. Go ahead, please. Do you have any comments, questions on anything you've heard or any business that you'd like to promote?
Yes, me again, Glenn.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. I feel, brother. I know somebody that they deal in real estate, right?
Okay.
And what happened was he was telling me about how to get the license and stuff like that. But you know, there are some people you know you could deal with them, and all of a sudden you couldn't find that they fraud and everything. Now how go about to find out that he's legit?
Well, one of the things that you can do is you can actually go online, and if you go to the department, so New York State Department of Licensing, so that's online. So if you do DOS licensing, NY Department of, so it's NYDOS licensing. And you go to that website, you know, you Google that, you search for it, and you search for the real estate license. You can tell if they're actually licensed. Now, that doesn't ensure that they're are going to be crooks or not, but
right.
that does ensure that they're actually licensed to sell real estate. So that's the first thing that you want to do is check them out. The second thing that I would do is I would ask for satisfied customers. So, you know, just like anything else, you know, you go to a doctor, you want to find out if the doctor has, been successful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and so you want to either ask to speak to satisfied customers or, you know, which they should be able to, you know, it's no different than you would put on a resume references, you know.
Yeah.
So you're basically asking for a reference. So you ask for a reference, or the other way that you can do is you can call up and speak to their broker. So if they're not the broker, if they're a sale agent, then they are underneath a broker. Or you can go to somebody who you know that's in the business, and ask them, say, hey, Jerry, do you know Glenn? You know, is he okay? Have you had any dealings with them?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then, you know, based on that, you might be able to find out if they're trustworthy or not. But the first place I would check is to make sure that they are, in fact, licensed. Because if they're not licensed, then that's a big red flag, and that means watch out.
Because you know why? Because I know a sister, right, a very long time ago, you know, she tried to get in real estate. And what happened was she got taken. And it was like, I always want to get into real estate because I feel around here where I live at, there's some properties that I could probably, hopefully one day I could purchase that trying to keep everything in the community because they building houses around here, apartments. That nobody around here in the community can't even buy.
Well, that's one of the problems. That's what one of the problems with the zoning and some of the things that are going on. You have to be careful, and we as a community have to manage all of those things that are happening. They have what they call community boards, and a community board discusses what's going on in the neighborhood and who's coming in and who's building and how big they're building and are they authorized to build and so on and so forth. So, so we as a community have to make sure that people don't come in and take advantage of our community.
Right. This is what happened was when I first started calling the Black Center, right? I went to this lady. I forgot her sister name. It's the tip of my tongue, but she's a council board in our district. So I went to her. And I said, "Do you know these people is building in our community? Do you know?" So she said, "She don't know." I said, "How do you don't know?"
No. That's she was running the game because they know. They're required to sign off. The community board reviews some of the things. Now, I got to tell you, the community board doesn't have a lot of power, but the community board at least gets the information so they know who's doing what to whom. And they, if they have a problem with it, then they can go to the council person or the state senator and ask for things to be, you know, like anything else, you would have to petition. You know, you might have to petition something and get it, you know, sign some petitions and get it done that way. But you do have some recourse.
Yeah. Because it was hard. I was like, you know, do you mean you don't know who's doing it in the district?
They do know because, again, there's certain permits that have to be filled out from a construction standpoint. So you can't. The Department of Building knows about it. It has to be registered before they can even break ground. So somebody knows something, but they may not necessarily want to tell you.
Yeah, that's what happened. I said, look, you know, I look out the window right now when I'm talking to you, brother. They build like three, four buildings. In each of them, and one side of the street that I'm looking at, they finished that in June. Nobody haven't moved in it yet.
Yeah. What section of Queens do you live in? You live in Queens,
I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, in Brooklyn. What section of Brooklyn do you live in, Jerry?
Ocean Hill, Brownsville.
Brownsville. Okay. So that's an area that's coming back. You know, you've got Brownsville, you've got Clinton Hill, and some of those other areas, and those areas now are being redeveloped, so that the folks that used to live in there, can't afford to live there. Crown Heights is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
You know, Crown Heights, they moved the folks in and moved the religious folks in and. Now it's a different situation. So, that's something that we've got to be conscious of. And, that's certainly something that we've got to consider. But let's stay on topic, the Wealth Club. I absolutely think that getting your license would be a smart move on your part because you want to know what's going on in your area and you want to be able to buy and or to influence at least the people who are buying in your neighborhood and let them know what's going on. So being in real estate, maybe not necessarily as a full-time thing, you can do that part-time. And that's certainly something that you can get your license. You can go to the local there's lots of schools that will teach you and prepare you for the exam because there's an exam that you have to pass. And you've got certain number of hours to do. So that's certainly something that would be consistent with your wealth building, your personal wealth building.
Yeah.
Anything else wealth building? Or?
You know what? Well, that's about it for now. I just appreciate that you take my call for the second time. I appreciate that. And I appreciate everything what y'all doing. You keep up the you and other people blessing. Keep up the good. Keep on informing us. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Will do. Thank you, Jerry. You have a good night, okay?
You do the same. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Area code 310714, go ahead. You're live on the air. Hello? 310714, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, it's Chakaysha. How are you?
Great, Chakaysha. How are you doing?
Okay. Just enjoying the show.
Good.
It's fantastic. So just wanted to say quick hello.
Okay. Did you get some good information from Vince and from Candace?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Okay. Well, we're trying to keep some powerful folks on in the conversation, in the loop, and this is if you have out there, if you have some special interests in things that you're interested in, please let us know, and we can look to accommodate, because this is your radio station. The power here is that we deliver and facilitate the conversation, and we like to keep it empowering and impactful, and because that's who we are coming from the International Black Summit, and we also invite you to take a look at our website, which is www.blacksummit.org. And we actually have our annual event. Actually, what I want to tell you is our annual event this year is going to be back in the States. It hasn't been in the States for the last 2 years. We've been in Anguilla last year, and then this year we're in London, England. So next year, 2010, we're actually going to be in Baltimore. So I invite you all to come to Baltimore and go to the website. There'll be some information of that location. But I am committed to bringing 100 people from New York to Baltimore next August for the annual International Black Summit event. And that's going to start on the first full weekend of August. And it's going to start that Thursday with an opening. And then we're going to have a full day on Friday, Saturday, and then we're going to end on Sunday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Or it's actually till completion, because some of the prior summits we've gone well beyond that. But anyway, I invite you to take a look at our website and to come on and hang out with us, and as we empower ourselves and we empower the people around us, and we empower our community. I'm going to now go. I've got to try this one caller one more time. Area code 718-949. You're live on the air. Go ahead, please. Hello? Okay. We have, if you would like to speak, please press 1. And we'll certainly look to include you in the conversation. This is an International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club. We deliver this conversation on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We also have shows on every Sunday at 8 p.m. East, and these are all Eastern Standard Time. I believe Candace is still on the phone. Candace, are you still there? Okay.
I'm here, Glenn. Can you hear me?
Hi. Anything else? We've got a couple of minutes left. Anything else that you'd like to say before we close?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone out there, and thank you, Glenn, for allowing me to be on your show. And I want to be able to give out my number again, and also a couple of websites for people who are interested in what I was speaking about earlier. This is a great opportunity, And it's an opportunity for passive residual income. So I want to give out a few websites. First of all, if you want to know more about the company, our website is the number 5linx.com. Again, www.5linx.com. That's our company website. Also, to look at a few publications of ours, we actually are featured in the new Inc. 500 magazine. That'll be on shelves, Barnes & Noble, or any bookstore. You can find that until November 17th, and we're number 274 on the list. Also, an NBC News clip, which is online. The website for that, basically featuring our company, is www.ceevideophone.com. So www.ceevideophone.com. And again, if any of this information sounds intriguing to you, do not hesitate to give me a call. I answer it, and I am very pleasant over the phone. My number is 646-260-0740. Again, 646-260-0740. And my name is Candace Miller. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks again. Thanks again for being a guest on the show. And I'm going to go to Shakesha.
Glenn.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Shakesha. I noticed you shared about our annual event happening in 2010 in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
So I just wanted to tell you some entertainers and sports figures that are from Baltimore, Maryland. You have Cab Calloway, was born there in Maryland. An athlete was Ray Charles Sugar Ray Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
An actor is Charles S. Dutton. I remember him from Rock.
Yep, sure do.
Yeah, so happening things in Baltimore, Maryland.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be rocking and rolling the 2010. So don't miss it. If you haven't seen or heard our declaration, go to the website and check it out. It is powerful. It's who we are and what we're standing for and what we're up to and what we're about. We're about empowering and transformational context and information. So that's who we are. Candace, did you have something else to say? I saw your hand go back up.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to say quickly the information that I mentioned earlier, I'll post that in the comment section of this show on the Blog Talk Radio website. You can find it there.
Okay. Very good. Excellent. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. We've got – yeah, go ahead. Okay. We've got about a minute left, so I'm actually going to wrap up the show. This has been a great show. Thank you for listening. I want to actually steal something from one of my favorite DJs, Frankie Crocker. He used to end the show with, "May you live to be 100 and me 100 minus a day, so I never know good people like you have passed away." Peace, love,
wow.
Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Love you. Take care. Good night.